Please subscribe to the channel right now. Let us get to, we should, I mean, there's no reason why we shouldn't be able to get to 62K today, right now, with over 1,200 people on here. We only need 100 subscribers. Let's go. Come on, guys. All right, so don't be like that. So let me, okay, the call lines are open. We'll take a couple of calls. The number is, let me actually put the number up here because I think I have it. Yep, so the number is here. Turn that down. 563-999-3658. Okay. Let me see. All righty then. Let's get into some things. All right. Hello?
Hello. It's
217. What's going on? Hey.
I think this is so sad. As I was watching this, I was literally in tears. And I see the pain between China and her mother. And I do believe that this should have been done in private. And I honestly believe the reason why China is not opening up, because there is some dark rooted issues between them, those two. China needs to take the Wendy Williams approach. Wendy Williams said in countless interviews, she said, "I went to the sober house because I needed to be by myself. I needed a place where there would be no distractions, no phones, no televisions, no media presence, nothing." She said, "I could have went to a spa, but I chose a sober home, not because I relapsed, but because I needed the rehab." And that's what China needs. I feel like China has created this character of Black China as a mask, and it's a mask to protect her from what she's went through in the past. I think Angela is so hurt, and I think she went through so much that she created this China, this character China as, "I don't care. You know, I'm fabulous, I'm successful, I'm rich, and, you know, I'm not going to let anyone bring me down." That's who Black China is. That's why she doesn't have a soul. But once she removes that mask, and Angela comes abroad, it's going to be ugly. Angela is filled with so much pain. She's filled with so much emotional
darkness,
turmoil.
Yeah.
And Tokyo Toni, oh my God. Tokyo Toni needs to stop with the outburst on social media. She needs to stop with trying to shame her daughter and then feel some type of way when her daughter is giving her the attitude that she's receiving. Like, it's bizarre to me. It's bizarre. I think they need to take some time apart. I really do. I think China needs to go off to a place where she can get some spiritual counseling. And I think Tokyo Toni needs to do the same. And I think if it's meant to be, let it come back organic. Don't let it come back for the sake of a reality show.
So they have reunited, but do you think that's because of the reality show?
Absolutely, absolutely. I think China knows that without her mother's presence on the show, there is no show, because China does not bring in ratings. China's personality is as dry, it's very, very dry. And Tokyo Toni is the aha moment. She's the it factor. She's bringing in the ratings. And I think China's thinking as a businesswoman, okay, I know my mother and I's relationship is toxic. However, I do have this contract to fulfill. And, you know, I do have a deal in this. Like, if so many people subscribe to the Zeus Network, and the only way I'm going to get subscribers is if I bring in the chaos. And the way to do that is to bring my mother. This is not coming from an organic place. This is a business minded decision. China views her mother, Tokyo Toni, as a evil. She views her mother as evil, but she's going to use that to her advantage to garner subscriptions, which is going to garnish her ratings, which is going to garnish her money. This is not the average mother and daughter relationship, and I'm sorry to say, but Tokyo Toni is using China too, because Tokyo Toni, she says she's not here for the clout. She says she's just here for her daughter's love. Like China said, when I was in Miami for 4 years, you never came to visit me. You never came. And then you try to give some lackluster excuse. No. China's there. Because didn't China say on her on your interview that she had some percentage of the amount of subscriptions?
Yes. She said she was getting like 10%, 10 cents per subscription or something like that.
Yes. China's using this as, I mean, not China, but Tokyo's using this as the come up as well. She's thinking, you know what? My daughter's not going to help me. So you know what? I'll help myself. Their relationship is specifically for business. I believe this is for a show. I think China came to her mom and said, Mom, you know what? We can make so much money off of doing this. And I think that's what it is. I really do. However.
Okay. Well, we got to take some more callers. You know I love you, boo, but I got to keep going.
Love you too. Bye.
Bye. All right. Let's take some more. 916-7261. You're live on the air. Hey.
Hello?
Yes. What's going on?
That ain't even me. Is this me? Okay.
Yes,
yeah.
This is you.
You know what? How you doing, Armand?
Hey.
I had to take my earphones off. The lady that just called right now, I had something to say based on what she was saying. She's saying that, you know, they're only in this for business, this and that. You got to look at things, you know, for what it is. First and foremost, that's her mom, and that's Tokyo's daughter. There's always a blessing in everything. Whether this was business or not, they can still mend their relationship, and that can be the blessing in all of it. You know what I'm saying? Now, Tokyo Toni, and then to the fact where Tokyo Toni, she's, you know, doing all these outbursts. Tokyo Toni is an older woman, like my mom and stuff. You know, they don't really understand the whole social media stuff. I'm 32. I don't really understand, you know, a whole lot of the social media stuff. I don't know how to keep up like the kids do. So I see how Tokyo Toni is, out making her little outburst and stuff, because in her mind she's thinking, oh my God, the world is going to think this, the world is going to think that, but I want to hear what Angela got to say, but wait, I got to protect myself, and you know what I mean? So I think that's where the outburst is coming, but they making good progress. I was just looking online right now of a little video that they put up on Instagram. They looked like they was having a nice time at the house, being loving and everything. Toni looked good. Toni looks really good. So,
she does look
good.
She does look good. Yeah. She's back. I mean, Black China put some money into her.
Yeah, she looks good. And you know what? This is the real life that we live in. Everybody got problems in their families. We get on the internet and look at other people's worlds, and we forget that we got our own drama going on with, you know, I got my own shit going on with my own grandma. She getting on my nerves. She just took me out yesterday telling me to take her. She told me, what did she tell me? She said, get your ass up and come take me to the emergency room. I said, why is she talking to me like that? Anyway, we all got problems in our lives. But to the last caller, I didn't agree with what she said, talking about see if their relationship comes back organically. What are you talking about? That's her mom. Are you dumb?
Okay.
They're always going to be linked. All right. I'm about to
thank
go back
you,
to
caller.
Work. Bye.
Bye. Ooh. All right. 7203-1598. You're live on the air.
Yes, hi.
Hi.
I feel like my mom, I lost my mom at 14. And, China, thank you. I feel like China's hurt. And I believe China when she said that her mother, you know, and she left her, whatever. But I still believe, like I tell all my friends, it's like, you need to cherish your mom while she's here, no matter what. Because my mom wasn't around, she was on drugs and stuff like that. She wasn't around. And when I grew up and lost her, I regretted everything I said to her because the day before she died, I, you know, I had to argue with her. So what I feel like is they need to get it together. If it's for ratings and stuff like that, okay, I get it. But Toni also needs to grow up, and I feel like she, you know, had her early, so she's still trying to live her best life, and, you know, she's older. She needs to learn how to be a grandmother and a mom. She
all right.
She had her.
Thank you, caller.
You're welcome.
Bye. Okay, let's take another one. 916-4166, you're live on the air.
Hey, Amon. Hey, baby.
Hey, what's going on?
We finna critique this and get into some things, okay?
Okay.
So first, let's start off with Tokyo Toni. See, what I don't like about her is that she's like one of the, people, you got people in your family or you know people who is stuck in their own ways. You can't tell them nothing. They're not open-minded.
Okay.
And I don't like people like that because she can't sit up here and listen to her daughter. That's why they can't get, you know, nothing to understand because then she sits up here and feel like one thing she said, she said that she had to put, you know, she had a house, a place over her, you know, over their head. But Black China's like, okay. I mean, like, that shit a mother is supposed to do. So that has nothing to do with China. That has nothing to do with China. You're supposed to have a roof over her head. Would you expect for China to provide that as a little kid? No. So hear her out for what she has to say. And then like you were saying, China on her behalf, you know, she was doing a little pettiness, but then, because we was like, oh, no, she got a stank attitude. But then once we really, like, opened up, we see, like, where all that is coming from once they opened up. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, okay, we understand this behavior. I don't know if she does this to everybody or is this just certain towards her mom? Because I know I have a certain way towards my mom, what I've been through. But it's like they won't be able to work unless Tokyo, like you said, she needs to be quiet and understand where her daughter's come from because she's still selfish because she's not really understanding her daughter. Now, if she wasn't being selfish, she can understand her daughter to a T if she could put herself in her daughter's shoes. And this is what her daughter is expressing, how she feels. No matter what, she's like, well, you had this, you had that. I've done this, I've done that. But that's not, that has, what you've done for her doesn't affect her feelings. You get what I'm saying? Like, basically, what you've done for her, you've done all these things you say, but the child don't see any of that. The child is not seeing any of that. Y'all just seeing like, oh, my mom's not there, the comfort, the love, the support, the arguments, everything I'm going through. So she needs to really like take all that other material stuff that's praising her out the way and understand her daughter. That's how I feel because that's messed up. And you was right, trying to look dead. She barely was blinking. Her face was stiff. It was like, ooh, she is out. Where is she at? Where is she at?
Yes.
But you're right, Boom Boom. You're right.
Thank you, Carla.
That's all I wanted to say.
All right. Yes. So we're going to wrap this thing up. But, guys, let me tell you guys this right now. If you guys haven't done so, please go ahead, like the video, of course, and subscribe. I mean, we should have a lot more likes than this on the video. So definitely like the video and subscribe so we can take maybe a couple. Well, I'm going to take maybe one more caller. Let me do 504-0415. You're live on the air.
Hey, baby. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. Okay, so look, this is what I'm, like, confused about. When China first came on the scene, I don't know if people remember that, but her mama was always with her. Like, that's how we know her. She was always, that was her best friend. They was looking like twins. She was happy. Oh, this my girl. Like, that's how we know Toni from China. So now all of a sudden she's like, she wasn't there for me. But all them years, you had her right next to you. And so,
okay.
You know, for me, like, in the Black community, if your daughter is ignoring you, you gonna act a fool. Like, that's her child. You know what I'm saying? I can't imagine not speaking to my mom or this and that. So, you know, maybe you shouldn't do it on social media. But her mom is pissed off. Like, we was the road dog. That was always with you. And now all of a sudden you want to tell the media that I wasn't there? Like, that's disrespectful. You know what I'm saying? And anything that I have, I'm going to give to my mama because my mama brought me into this world. You know, I think the way Tony going about it is not cool, but shit, she was there from what we, you know, what we saw. That's how we know who Tony is. So,
right.
You know, I just think it's sad, but if you notice, everybody in China's life is gone. So she obviously is not doing something right. You know what I'm saying? So we all look at, oh, shit, Tony acting a fool, so she's this. Nah, China ain't got nobody around her because of the way she is. And we know Tony because she was always around her. So why all of a sudden you saying now, oh, you weren't there? Like, what you talking
about?
Well,
yeah,
that's
I think China had a lot of opportunists around her, too. A lot of clout chasers and a lot of people trying to be around her for the money. And plus, I think China also had, like, I feel like that whole, all those people that was there before, either some of them were working for free, but they were getting their teeth done. They were getting to live with her. They got to say they worked for Black China. You know, Treasure was getting 20 bands. Like, you get what I'm saying? Like, you know, it's a lifestyle change to be associated with Black China. And I think that people are, you know, are trying to get involved in that. But at the same time, Black China has a lot of deep-rooted issues. And so sometimes people can't handle her anger because she does have anger issues and a drinking problem from what I've been told.
I just think it's crazy that, you know, all them years we saw your mama always there, but now all of a sudden she wasn't there for you. So that's just, you know, I don't know, but hopefully they get it.
That's a good point.
And then, you know, the thing is, China has been ignoring her mama for all these years, and now you got a TV show, so you called your mama to come out. So she using her mama for the show while her mama can't ask her for money. If you using me for a show, I can ask you for whatever the hell I want to, period. So,
okay,
you know,
thank you, caller.
All right, baby.
Bye. All right, y'all. If you didn't make it on.